Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the letter O. The letter O can be very tricky and challenging. Many students of English aren't sure how to pronounce this letter when they see it. The reason for this is that the letter O in English actually has a few different pronunciations. The focus of today's lesson is learning how to pronounce a single letter O in a stressed syllable. We're also going to practice these pronunciations in some key words. Please note that today's podcast focuses on how to pronounce a single letter O in a stressed syllable. Future podcasts will explain how to pronounce O along with another vowel in a stressed syllable. If your native language has the letter O, there's probably just one pronunciation for this letter. Unfortunately, that's not the case in English. So let's begin by learning the vowel sounds which the letter O may be pronounced as. There are four main pronunciations for a single letter O in a stressed syllable. The main pronunciations of the letter O are A, as in the word hot, U, as in the word come, A, as in the word dog, and O, as in the word cold. Now you may be asking, how do I know when to use the right vowel when I see the letter O in a word? And here's where it gets tough, because unfortunately, there really isn't a rule which works consistently for determining the pronunciation of the letter O. But in general, most of the time, when you see a single letter O in a stressed syllable of a word, that letter O will be pronounced A, like in the words hot, God, or dollar. This is true about 75% of the time. You may be wondering, how can I recognize all the exceptions, all the other words which are not pronounced A, but are pronounced aw, or O? And the answer to that is memorization. That's right, word by word memorization. Unfortunately, sometimes this is the best we can do in English. Sometimes in English, you can't sound out a word letter by letter. You just have to remember it like it was a picture and associate a sound with that picture. In general, you can assume that a single letter O will be A. However, there are many exceptions to this. That's why I always recommend to my private students here in New York to begin making a chart which categorizes words that are spelled with a letter O according to the vowel sound that they are pronounced with. Here's how to do it. On a blank page in your notebook, up top, write the heading, pronunciation of the letter O. Underneath that, make four columns. In the first column, put the symbol for A. In the second column, put the symbol for U. In the third column, put the symbol for A. And in the fourth column, put the symbol for O. If you're not sure of these IPA symbols, you can find them on the transcript of this lesson at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. Now that you have your chart with four columns, you want to begin filling in the chart. Every time you find a word spelled with a single letter O in a stressed syllable, categorize it under its appropriate vowel sound. This may seem like a lot of work, but actually, even though there are thousands of words in English which have a single letter O in the stressed syllable, there are really only a few hundred which we actually use on a day-to-day basis. If you can master the pronunciation of the words which we use most frequently, which we use all the time, you'll greatly change your accent, because those are the words which people will hear most of the time. One of the most important parts of accent reduction is learning the simple but important words that we use every day, every hour, every minute. Pronouncing those words correctly will make the most noticeable difference in your accent. So let's begin filling in our chart and begin categorizing some important words which are spelled with a single letter O on a stressed syllable. Let's start with some words which are spelled with O and pronounced ah. Please listen and repeat the following words, spelled with a single letter O, pronounced ah. Lock. Stop. Problem. Dollar. Next, we're going to pronounce some words which are pronounced uh. Please listen and repeat the following words spelled with a single letter O, pronounced uh. Monday. Come. Mother. Money. Next, we're going to pronounce some words which are pronounced ah. Please listen and repeat the following words which are spelled with a single letter O, pronounced ah. Dog. Cost. Office. Boss. And finally, we have a group of words which are pronounced O. Please listen and repeat the following words spelled with a single letter O, pronounced O. Most. Cold. Won't. Owner. Now it's up to you to continue filling in this chart which we've started. Try thinking of as many words as possible which contain the letter O on a stressed syllable. Remember, chances are the pronunciation is one of four possibilities: a, a, or o. Try putting the word in the correct column. You can use a dictionary to check to see that you've categorized the word correctly. Dictionaries always contain a phonetic transcription. Keep adding words to your chart every day. The more words you categorize according to their vowel sound, the more accurate your pronunciation will become. Remember, improving your accent is a gradual process. Nobody can do it overnight. But learning to speak English clearly and correctly is possible. With the right amount of work, dedication, and training, you will reach your goals. It's important to have the right training tools for learning English pronunciation. That's why I recommend that you get Best Accent Training MP3s, a full English pronunciation course in MP3 format. Learn how to pronounce all the vowels, all the consonants, intonation, stress, connected speech. It's all there in Best Accent Training MP3s. Download Best Accent Training MP3s onto your MP3 player and practice wherever you go. Best Accent Training is available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.